88.9 WLRY, and welcome. Very special guest on the line with us right now. We have Russ Lee with New Song. Russ, thanks for calling us today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thank you for having us. I appreciate the time, and looking forward to seeing you guys in a few days.
Yeah, you were just telling me the Beating Hearts tour really pretty much starts in Zanesville on this Thursday night show, right?
You got it. Matter of fact, that's that'll be the first night of a nice fall run with Mandisa and Danny Gokey. And so we're going to kind of start with you guys and sort of work our way south, I think, because that's what the schedule says.
My friend, are you pretty much on the road all the time? Because between this and you squeeze a Christmas tour in between, then you guys get all involved with Winter Jam. How many months out of the year are you on the road?
Well, we travel on and off probably 10 months out of the year, but we don't stay gone. One of the things that I love about being a New Song is we wanted to make sure that we did not win the world and lose our families. And so we'll go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we go home. It doesn't matter where we are or what it takes to get there. We go home, and we're home for a few days every week, and that way we can do our honey-do list and kiss all the babies, and then we get back on the bus, and we head back out. We've always done that, and as other groups have come and gone over the years, you know, we've outlasted a lot of groups, and I think the reason is because we have really tried to, you know, keep that margin there and keep that commitment to our families and focus on that as much as we do the ministry, because, you know, we don't want to be heroes around the world and villains at home. So
right.
I think that helps us. But we've actually had a couple of months off. We've been working behind the scenes, but we haven't been having to travel. And so we've had a couple of months off to just regroup and be at home, and we enjoyed the better part of the summer, and everybody had vacations with their families. And so you're right. We're kicking off the tour. As a matter of fact, we're on our way to see you, and then we'll tour pretty much for the rest of October, and then we'll take a week or 10 days off in November. Then we'll go start Winter Jam on the West Coast. We a few years ago started Winter Jam West Coast, so we'll go do about 10 or 11 dates on the West Coast, and then we'll do our big youth events and our Christmas tour, and in January, that first weekend, Winter Jam rolls. So basically,
wow.
And even through that part of the schedule, we'll try to get home 2 or 3 days a week at least,
yeah.
Even through the hard part of Winter Jam. And that'll go on until Easter, and then we'll take a break, and we'll catch our breath a little bit and regroup and, you know, start planning and getting ready for next year. So that's kind of that's the story of our lives a little bit. We'll actually play about 100 or 110 concerts, and we'll be on the road about 160 days or so. You know, and when I feel sorry for myself, I think about these sweet military wives and husbands who,
right.
have their spouses are deployed for 18 months or 2 years. And I think about Paul being in prison so many times, and I don't feel so bad about what I'm doing.
Kind of puts it all in perspective, doesn't it?
Well, I don't feel like I'm making a big sacrifice, you know?
Yeah, right, right. Winter Jam is really quite the success story. You know, I saw it, I think, one of the first years. It was at a smaller venue in Columbus, Ohio, called Veterans Memorial, which sadly they just tore down. But it was a 2,000-seater, okay? So this was early days of Winter Jam. It was you guys, Newsboys, and maybe one other act on there. That has just exploded. I'm sure it hadn't taken you by surprise, but it's just amazing how God has worked through Winter Jam.
Well, and you said it right. I mean, it's God's doing. We hold Winter Jam with our hands open in awe and with gratitude, because, you know, the way it started was a cold January night in Greenville, South Carolina. We were thinking, you know, the churches really don't do anything in January. What if we did an event that was a ministry to the local church and the local body? And what if we did it at a neutral venue so no church has to even lift a finger? And what if we charge $3 or do it, take a $3 donation at the door, and if you don't have $3, you can come in anyway. And then we'll take a love offering and pray that God will provide at least enough to pay for the building. And so we were believing God for 1,500 people that night. We had enough sound and lights for 1,500 people, and we were at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium, which would seat about 6,000. And that night we had 8,000 people show up. So we thought, okay, well, maybe there are other cities that would want to do something like this. So, you know, that's really how it started, and we started, you know, stretching out, and of course, you know, stretched out, came north, and you're right, by God's grace, He's just grown it and blown our mind, and Toby Mac told me one time, he said, don't let anybody fool you, the star of Winter Jam is Jesus and the $10 ticket. He said, that's just a great idea you guys have, and So God's just blessed it, and he's given us favor with artists and with people, and we've seen so many people come to Christ, and, you know, yeah, that's our heart and passion. So it's been amazing, and we enjoy every day of it, and we love seeing what God does every day. And every year's different, and we don't know what's going to happen, and God just seems to have a way of putting together and surpassing our expectations. So we're excited about this year. We're looking forward to what God's going to do.
How do you decide on who goes out with you on Winter Jam?
Well, we have each of the artists come and clean our house, and the one who does the best job.
That's a good plan.
Or mow our grass. It's their choice. We just really don't want to put that kind of pressure on. You know what? It's so funny because we sit down and we pray and say, okay, Lord, who is it this year that you want to be out here? Because, you know, part of our passion, as we've been doing this over the years, one of the things that we love is ministering to artists too. So God, who needs to be on Winter Jam? That's kind of our prayer. And so, you know, sometimes the people we really want or we really think that should be on Winter Jam, they for whatever reason they can't do it, or they've got some other things that they've planned, or, you know, we don't really ever know for sure. You know, as we're finishing Winter Jam the year before is kind of when we're really solidifying the artists that are going to be out next year. And we don't ever really know. You know, we love artists who have a heart for ministry, as you know. We love artists who we enjoy listening to. You know, I remember a few years ago for King and Country, we wanted to have them out because we love their family. You know, we toured with Rebecca St. James, and we know the Smallbone family, and they're such a great family. And those boys were the crew. I mean, I remember them being the guys in King and Country when they were teenagers and young teenagers. They were crew for some of the early summer jam dates. And so, you know, we would just kind of watch these guys grow up. And so we love that family. And we know that what they do is spiritually excellent. It's going to be musically excellent. So, you know, they were starting to come out, and we were thinking, hey, man, you know, we want to have more. We want to introduce them to the Winter Jam crowd. We want people to know these guys. And, you know, they've exploded. They've
oh yeah,
they're doing great. It's amazing, and they're as amazing all on stage and off stage as we knew they would be. So, you know, Francesca Battistelli is the same way.
Yeah.
Chris August the same way. Jamie Grace. You know, we've had all these great opportunities just to fall in love with artists and then share them with people. Carrie Job. I mean, we've had these great opportunities. Skillet. We just love those guys, and people are like, the first year I'll never forget. The first year we had Skillet, people thought we were crazy. They're like, well, that's not. People aren't going to come and see New Song and Skillet. But what happened was people came to see New Song and fell in love with Skillet and their heart and their ministry. And people came to see Skillet, and they fell in love with New Song and, you know, Matthew West. And, you know,
right. So
it's just so much fun to watch that happen. And every night, you know, we may be in an arena now, and there'll be 20,000 people there. And they'll all be singing. They'll be worshiping so loud you almost can't hear the sound system. And I think to myself, you know what, this may be the most unified night of worship this city will see all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, there's no denominations. There are no worship barriers. There's no style. We're just all here to worship the Lord and have a good time and enjoy Jesus, and hopefully he'll enjoy our worship. And I just love that about Winter Jam. There's so many little things, the ministry that goes on backstage, the ministry that goes on while people are waiting in line. You know, artists will go out with their guitars and play and sing and give stuff away. It's just so much that happens that we don't get to have time to talk about. That's extraordinary. And so every year we just say, Lord, whoever you want to come out, just bring them and bring the people, Lord, and be glorified. That's really our heart. So we hold it with an open hand and an open heart and pray and ask God to put it together. And that miraculously he does every year.
Russ Lee joining us with New Song. The new CD is Faithful Live Worship. Tell me a little bit about the new CD.
Well, we were, as you know, a few years ago, we recorded a live worship project with Integrity Music. And this past year, they came to us and said, hey, you know, would you guys like to do another worship project? So we decided to do a live worship album in Atlanta, Georgia, a live worship project. And we recorded it live in the round. We just kind of set the stage up right in the middle of the crowd and had a night of worship, and we sang some New Song songs and some Hillsong songs and some Matt Redman songs, and we just had a great night of worship, and we were right there 3 feet from the crowd. It was extraordinary, and because that's our heart. You know, at the end of the day, if New Song's not on the road, I'm at my church leading worship, and Matt Butler's at his church playing cello, and so we're all local church guys, and we love worship. So it made sense for us. So we recorded that live project. It was a lot of fun. It's always amazing to work with those guys. And Nathan Knuckles produced it, who does all the passion stuff, and you know, he's just extraordinary. And so we had a wonderful time, and we had a great night of worship, and we've enjoyed playing those songs and seeing what God would do through them every single night.
Any new studio projects?
Well, we've been working on, you know, the People That Brought You Christmas Shoes. There's another movie coming out soon, and we've been working on a new Christmas song. And we're starting to talk about, you know, recording after Winter Jam next year. So we're really starting to kind of try to get our head around writing new songs and getting ready. And of course, every time we approach that, we just we prayerfully think about the kind of music and the song. I think one of the reasons New Song has stayed so relevant is because we're all big music fans. And we discover new music the same way everybody else does. And when we hear it, we love it. And it becomes ingrained in us, and it becomes a part of who we are. And so it comes out in our songwriting. And so, you know, we partner with great folks and write songs with Matthew West and the folks from All Sons and Daughters. And, you know, we just have a good time doing what we do. And hopefully what comes out, the result of that shows that we still love what we do and can't believe God lets us do it. And we try to, you know, every year, whatever God's teaching us is what we kind of try to share. When we put a new project out, we try to speak what God is speaking to us. And the way that it's encouraged us, we pray and hope it'll encourage others.
Russ Lee with New Song joining us. It's the Beating Hearts Tour starting in Zanesville this Thursday, October 8th, 8 p.m., featuring New Song, Mandisa, Danny Gokey, and Reno. So enjoy a night of worship out there. You can get your tickets through etix.com. That's ETIX.com. Brought to you in part by 88.9 WLRY and Dusty Guitar Promotions. Well, Russ, thank you very much for joining us, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Oh, thank you. Listen, we're looking forward to being with you guys. We can't wait to sing and to bring our friends to Ohio.